child. Holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly peace.
Mother, what exactly are you making?
Oh, honey, this is a homemade fish plaque for the Harmons. You just glue broken pieces of pottery to the wood so it looks like scales. No. I thought they could hang it in their rumpus room next to the living picture of the Mona Lisa.
A living picture of the Mona Lisa?
Yeah, you remember. You plug it in and she sticks out her tongue. Oh, Carol. You know, it's 2 weeks until Christmas and already I am filled with the spirit of the holiday season. And I think that it's because of my rule that this year we only exchange simple homemade gifts.
It was a great idea.
Oh, is that adorable? Is that cunning? Look, you're making a pincushion out of one of Walter's old socks. Oh, that's lovely. Who's it for?
It's for you.
You give your mother an old sock for Christmas.
Well, then you're not going to like Mrs. Naugatuck's present either. She's making you a bookmark out of Walter's other sock.
I'm sorry. Actually, it's lovely. Oh, Carol, this is going to be such a wonderful Christmas in spite of Walter's bankruptcy. I mean, look at the marvelous things we've made just using old oatmeal boxes, aluminum foil, old cans. Oh, I tell you, Carol, I am just flushed with the spirit of Christmas.
It's like a Hallmark card.
That's cute, Carol. I'm going to put that on the card. Gee, I hope my mother likes it.
Where's Walter?
Listen, you know, Walter may have some good news for us tonight. Do you know that he flew to Boston this afternoon for an interview with Murray Aviation?
Murray Aviation? That sounds impressive.
Oh, he was so excited when the call came. Can't you just picture Walter in aeronautics? I think it's perfect for him. I mean, can't you just see him as an executive in an exciting jet age industry?
Hello, Maud. Hello, Carol.
What happened in Boston, Wally?
I got the job.
Oh, Walter, that's fantastic.
Honey, that is wonderful. That is marvelous. What kind of job is it? Merchandising manager, a plant supervisor, purchasing agent.
They hired me to sell nails.
That was my very next guess. Oh, Walter, this is wonderful. Oh, honey, when do you begin?
After the first of the year.
They don't use nails on airplanes, do they?
How do you think they keep the wings on?
You know, Maud, Murray Aviation has nothing to do with airplanes.
What do you mean?
All they make are nails.
Wait a minute, I don't understand. Why do they call it Murray Aviation?
Because that's the name of the guy who owns the place.
Murray Aviation.
I call on hardware stores. This is my sample case, and these are my samples. I specialize in two-penny nails, six-penny nails, and ten-penny nails.
Is that what they cost?
No, that's the size. Two-penny nails are 3 for 4 cents, six-penny nails are 7 for 8 cents, and ten-penny nails are a dime a dozen.
That's fascinating. Oh, Walter, Walter, I am so excited about this. Carol, aren't you excited about this?
Yes, I'm very excited about
it. You see, Walter, we're as excited about this as you are.
I'm not excited about this.
Walter.
Let's face it, Maud. It's a pretty ordinary job.
Oh, Walter, I think it's a great job.
Could I have two of these nails?
Sure. Why?
Well, Mother didn't like the pincushion I made for her. I thought I could bend these into a nice pair of pierced earrings.
Carol, I don't have pierced ears.
You will when you put these on.
Rotten!
You know, Mort, I wish I got this job a couple of weeks ago. I mean, so we could all afford to buy decent Christmas presents.
Oh, honey, honey, we're all so excited about the homemade gifts. Believe me, darling, everybody in this house is just filled with the spirit of charity and self-sacrifice. Isn't that right, Mrs. Naugatuck?
When am I getting my flipping Christmas bonus, Mum?
Mrs. Naugatuck, I thought you understood. We just don't have enough money to give you a bonus this year.
Oh, very well. Would you like to try one of my Christmas cookies? That's what I'm giving everyone this year.
Oh, how sweet.
I'd love one.
No. None for you, Mr. Finlay. You're an alcoholic. I put bourbon in these.
Really, Mrs. Naugatuck, surely you don't think Walter's going to fall off the wagon because of a Christmas cookie?
Well, you never know. I had an uncle who didn't touch a drop. Then one day, he had a piece of rum cake. He never drew a sober breath again. Auntie had to go all over London, pulling him out of bakeries. Up in the gutter with crumbs on his face.
Mrs. Naugatuck, you really don't expect us to believe that, do you?
No. But doesn't it make a nice Christmas story? Oh, by the way, ma'am, a Merry Christmas.
Maud, what's that?
It's a lovely homemade bookmark.
Boy, what a lousy Christmas. People are giving each other my socks.
Marty, Walter, have you got a minute? I want you to meet Dr. Hubie Binder.
How do you do?
How do you do, Dr. Binder?
Hello. Dr. Binder's a colleague of mine down at the hospital. In fact, I might tell you that he is one of the more prominent specialists on the staff.
Oh, really? What do you specialize in, doctor?
Real estate.
Real estate.
Sure, most doctors specialize in the stock market or pork companies.
Tell me, Dr. Binder, do you also practice medicine?
Does he practice medicine? This is one of the leading foot doctors in Westchester County. He'd be too modest to tell you. But Hubie here used to do Jacqueline Kennedy's toes.
Ah, come on, Arthur, that was a long time ago.
Can I get you guys a drink?
No, thanks. This is going to be short and sweet.
Oh, boy. Are you in for a surprise?
Walter, you know Ned Hinckley's appliance store. Well, Hubie and I just bought it from the widow Hinckley.
You're kidding.
No. And we want you to come in with us as a full partner. We supply the money. You supply your know-how and your name. Findlay's Friendly Appliances.
Walter, did you hear that? It's fantastic.
Oh, that's great.
Well, what do you say?
Actually, I'd like to think it over.
Walter, what do you mean?
Well, Walter, we need you to start right away. Tomorrow.
This is the height of the Christmas season.
Arthur, I really appreciate it, but I'd have to give it a lot of thought.
Walter, honey, could I see you in the kitchen, please?
Excuse us, huh?
Yeah.
Just, we'll be back in a jiffy.
You crazy!
What do you mean you have to give it some thought? This is the chance of a lifetime.
Maud, Arthur is my best friend. It's a mistake to be in business with friends.
Oh, now look, you cannot afford to let this opportunity pass by. Now don't think of Arthur as a friend. Stretch your imagination. Think of him as a doctor.
I'm afraid to risk losing a lifelong friendship with a guy I love.
Look, if you think you're going to have difficulties with Arthur, why don't you lay down some ground rules? Why don't you go out there and tell them you have to be in complete control and they are simply silent partners?
Do you think they'd go for that?
Well, of course.
All right, I'll go out there and lay it on the line. It's a deal.
But
only on one condition. Now, I have to have complete control. You guys are just my silent partners.
Certainly.
Naturally, Walter, we wouldn't want it any other way. After all, you know appliances, and we know medicine. I'd no more try to tell you how to order washing machines than you'd tell me to prescribe tetracycline for a strep throat.
Penicillin.
It's penicillin for a strep throat.
Whatever.
Great, Arthur, it's a deal.
Ah, Walter, old fell. Can you believe it? We are in business together.
Arthur, you Thanks. Saved my life.
My old buddy.
Oh, this is wonderful.
Pal. My chum.
Mort. I'm so happy.
Perfect. Just what the tree needed, a little snow.
Mrs. Finley, I'm going up to have dinner with Bert. You can take the turkey out in 20 minutes.
Oh, thank you, dear.
Oh, doesn't the tree look beautiful?
Thank you. Of course, Bert strung the lights, and Carol put up the ornaments, and Philip threw the tinsel on before they left for Vermont.
Oh, it's lovely.
I put the snow on.
That's the only thing that doesn't work for me.
Ah, it's Christmas.
Has Mr. Findlay come back from the store yet?
Oh, please, Mrs. Naugatuck, don't talk about Mr. Findlay and the store.
Why? What's the matter?
I don't know. He should be the happiest man on earth. I mean, he's running a big appliance store again, which is exactly what he wanted. He's miserable.
But why?
I don't know. He's such a typical man. He's so tight-lipped, he'd do anything on earth except come right out and say what's on his mind.
I'm gonna kill Arthur Harmon!
Pay attention. I think he's starting to drop some clues.
Walter, what is it?
Walter, I can't keep it in any longer. Arthur is driving me crazy! He's been down at the store every day for the past 2 weeks. He's offering discounts for items we can't afford. He's ordering junky merchandise. We're losing money because of him.
Look, Arthur agreed he would not interfere.
He thinks he's helping, but he's driving everybody crazy.
Merry Christmas,
Merry Christmas, dear.
No, leave the door open. Leave it open. Leave it open. There's a very special surprise coming. Stand over here. Merry Christmas, Walter.
Oh, Merry Christmas, Viv.
Oh, what a beautiful tree. Who put the snow on?
Walter.
Well, the snow makes the whole tree for me. That must be our special surprise. Uh-oh, look, everybody. It's old Saint Nick himself.
Ho, ho. Ho, ho, ho. Look what Santa brought for you good boys and girls.
It's really Arthur.
Marty, Walter, Merry Christmas.
Wait a minute, Arthur. I thought we decided we were not going to exchange valuable gifts this year.
But this is the Jackson Portable Home Laundry. It washes, rinses, spins, dries, and fluffs. It does five things, five different things all at the same time. They call it the Jackson Five.
Jackson 5. I never heard of that machine.
I'm just going to take it out and hook it up in the kitchen. Arthur wants you to see how it works. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bells.
Take off your shirt, Walter.
What? What for?
I want to wash it. Marty, why don't you take off your...
My what?
Forget it, Marty.
Arthur, this is my favorite shirt.
Come on, Walter, be a good sport.
Oh, this is crazy.
Come on, Walter, old buddy, it's Christmas.
I mean, how is it going to get that little machine to go through a whole cycle in 5 minutes?
Oh, for just a single shirt, it takes a lot less time than that.
The machine's all ready.
Oh, good. Viv, put Walter's shirt through the mini cycle.
Okie dokie. It's a bit fun. I feel just like a housewife.
Arthur, where on earth did you find that machine?
I picked them up at a distress sale down at the freight yard. They are going to sell like hotcakes. There she goes.
Wait a minute, Arthur. A distress sale? How many of them did you buy?
Well, partner, get this. Normally, they wholesale for $300. But these were just 1 1/4 each. So, I managed to pick up 3 dozen of them for the store.
3 dozen?
How about that? Isn't that incredible?
Arthur, that's $4,500!
Arthur, about the Jackson 5?
How about that? Your shirt's finished already.
Oh, it's finished, all right.
Shirt. Mort, I can't take it anymore. I'm going to have one of Mrs. Naugatuck's Christmas cookies.
No, Walter.
Mort,
no,
I want one. I need a cookie!
First it's one cookie, then it's 2 cookies. Next thing you know, it's the lost weekend.
Give me a cookie! Mort, I want a cookie!
You see, Walter? You see how the cookies crumble?
Arthur, how could you do this? You're dumb! You're stupid! You're incompetent!
Walter, I am shocked! That is no way to talk to Santa Claus.
There must be some good explanation. Viv probably just pushed the wrong button.
There's only one button, Arthur.
I'm not blaming you, Viv. I know you don't read Korean.
First thing Monday morning, I resign.
Walter, let me talk to him. I'll reason with him.
Maud, you can't reason with him.
Then I'll lie to him, which will be more fun anyway.
Arthur's very upset. He's out there saying Walter doesn't appreciate what he's been doing for the store.
Oh, listen, Viv, why don't you open your present? It's right there under the tree.
Which one is it?
The one shaped like a smoked salmon. Arthur.
Walter's being very unfair.
Arthur, Walter is my husband, and I probably should not be saying this, but has he ever thanked you for all the work you've done down at the store, all the hours you put in? Want a bite?
No, thanks. Well, Walter's been awfully busy.
Oh, come on, Arthur. I think Walter's behavior is disgraceful.
That's true. I hate the appliance business. I don't belong in it. I'm a doctor. I belong in condominiums.
Arthur, you know what I would do if I were you? I would give Walter exactly what he deserves. I would go out there and tell him that I am selling out.
You are absolutely right, Marty. But wait, I can't tell him just like that. I would never do anything to hurt Walter's feelings.
Oh, well, then why don't you tell him you're selling out because you're too busy with your medical practice? See, that way he can save face.
That's good. No, he may be a hard person to be in business with, but... Walter's a good old boy. Not many guys would be your friend for 30 years.
Yeah, especially not after you shot them in the foot. Yeah.
I haven't thought about that for a long time.
Walter thinks about it every time it rains.
Maud, this is not only shaped like a smoked salmon, it even looks like a smoked salmon. What is it?
A tuna.
Walter? I have something to tell you. I hope you'll understand.
Sure, Arthur.
I have to make a choice. I have to make a choice between the appliance business and saving lives. It's not an easy decision to make. It's not an easy decision to make. But frankly, there's more money in saving lives.
Arthur, what do you mean?
I have decided to sell out, Walter, and I'm going to sell my share to you, not to Dr. Binder. I'll go down to the bank with you and help you arrange a loan. Now, how's that?
Oh, Arthur.
My buddy.
Oh, God bless us, each and every one. Come on, everybody, sit down at the table. We're going to have a delicious Christmas Eve dinner.
Hey, excuse me, ma'am, but I'm raising money for Halloween. To buy pumpkins for the needy.
Oh, all right. Here. Here's a dollar.
One lousy dollar? Do you know how much it cost me to come all the way over here in a taxi cab. Thank you very much, Mrs. Scrooge.
It's Christmas. Oh, excuse me, sir, excuse me.
Yes, ma'am.
Have you had dinner yet?
Why, no, I haven't.
Good. The Colonel is running a special. Corn and cluck for under a buck.
Deck the hall with boughs of holly. Fa la 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 la.